WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And welcome into Veterans Day as we are broadcasting live from just another Phoenix here in Dartmouth. And we're going to be opening the doors here at 7 a.m. if you want to come on by and join us for some breakfast. But right now, it's just me. And it's a little weird being in a restaurant by myself. It's like the old days. But yes, we're going to be celebrating veterans. We're going to be honoring veterans all morning long here at Just Another Phoenix. You can come on by and buy a coffee. They're honoring those who served by doing something meaningful here today. Every coffee purchased at Just Another Phoenix will support disabled veterans in our community who need it most. So you can stop by, grab a coffee, and know you're making a difference. You can either come on in and buy a coffee, and then the money you spend on that coffee goes to help those veterans. Or if you go to the Just Another Phoenix Facebook page, they have a direct donation link there that you can click on that takes you over to a square page that will allow you to make a donation in any amount. So it could be more than a cup of coffee if you want. But it's a way to give back, and certainly... come on by and have a cup of coffee with us. The coffee is delicious. I just poured myself a cup because, like I said, I've got the place to myself. So we do have a lot that we're going to discuss this morning. And, of course, if you want to come on down. Now, normally, as you know, you can call in at 508-996-0500. The phones are back up and running, so you can call in. Even though I am broadcasting remotely, I can still answer the phones. And if you want to send in an app chat message, I can get those as well. We can't do open line voicemails when we are out of the building, but come on, you don't send those anyway, as much as I ask you to. But we can take your phone calls. We can take your app chat messages. We can take emails, whatever it is that you need to do. But of course, we also have an open microphone here at Just Another Phoenix. So if you want to come and be... a caller in person, rather than calling in, you want to come in and join in right here on the microphone, you can do that. And I find, you know, that when you are having these conversations face to face, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to talk to each other and to understand each other when you're doing it face to face. So we do have that open microphone available if you come on by. So yesterday, we got the news in the morning about the big drug bust at the Bristol County House of Correction, which is literally right next door to where I am right now. In fact, hopefully, if Sheriff Harrow is listening, maybe he'll stop in, have a cup of coffee for veterans. The Director of Library Services, I believe was her title, Coordinator of Library Services, was... indicted on charges of sneaking synthetic marijuana into the Bristol County House of Correction. The sheriff held a press conference yesterday because he was getting a number of media requests to be on camera to talk about this. So he held a press conference. When I came here to set up yesterday, I was leaving here probably maybe quarter two, and I saw some of the news crews out filming some B-roll in the front of the building. So it looked like there was significant media presence covering that, because the sheriff is calling it the biggest employee drug bust in Bristol County jail history, at least as far as he could find. So But that has been a problem is, you know, one of the biggest ways that stuff gets snuck in is through employees that are helping out the inmates. We've seen that happen in a number of jails, not just here in Bristol County, but in other places as well. And we also have seen people throwing things over the fence at Ash Street. And I think, you know, there was some criticism yesterday I saw online of the sheriff. And they're saying, well, you know, this is out of control under him. This is out of control because there wasn't this much drugs being snuck in under the previous sheriff, under Tom Hodgson. Well, I don't know if that's true. Maybe there wasn't as many arrests of people for it. Or maybe there wasn't as much attention for it if it did happen. You know, Sheriff Hero puts out quite a number of press releases. I wouldn't say a lot, but, you know, certainly more than a handful. Whenever he has something that he wants to report, he crafts a press release. He knows, you know, the media game. He knows to get them talking about the good work you're doing. You've got to let them know about the good work you're doing. And I don't remember Tom Hodgson being that way. You know, we got things about important initiatives. We got things about, you know, programs that would launch, like helping with the autistic kids and the seatbelts, things like that. But there wasn't, you know, a lot of day-to-day, we caught somebody doing this, here's the press release. Not that I can recall. So I think it's really two different approaches more than it is if there's more of a problem. And also, by the way, if you're making those arrests and announcing those indictments, well, that shows that if there is a problem, you're cracking down on it. So it was an interesting take, the way that I saw people handling it. And I know it's because people love Tom Hodgson, and there are still people that are upset that Paul Hero beat him. There's people who are upset that Paul Hero is the sheriff. But I think, you know, you've got to applaud when the investigators, whether you like the sheriff or not, the investigators are the ones who did the work. And the investigators are the ones who were able to crack this, you know, smuggling operation. So definitely give them the credit, as the sheriff did yesterday at his press conference. So there's that. There's also the news that came out yesterday afternoon that the city's free holiday parking program is already underway. It started yesterday. Now, normally, it doesn't start until most of the time, well, after Thanksgiving. But that's, you know, that's kind of the city's blanket statement, is that, you know, they do it after Thanksgiving. But that means that some years, it's been in late November, but other years it's been in December. And, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 days into December, based on some of the past stories I was looking up yesterday. So you're getting essentially an extra month here out of this free holiday parking program. And that's important because I think a lot of people are shopping earlier. You know, maybe not this year because they might be struggling a little bit financially. But I think the standard practice of people is to start holiday shopping earlier instead of waiting until, like the mayor and I do, a couple days before Christmas. So this free parking program, if you're not familiar with it, it means that if you want to park downtown to do some shopping, to visit some restaurants, really anything you want to do downtown, you get 2 hours of free parking at any of the garages. And then if you go to the North End, Acushnet Avenue, in the North End, you know, the business district there, where they have all the stores and everything and all the restaurants, then you get 2 free hours parking at the meters there. So the other part of this too is there's parking ticket forgiveness. So if you do get a ticket at one of those places, and I believe also any of the meters downtown, I have to double check the story, but if you get a parking ticket, you can get that forgiven if you can go to the traffic commission and show them a receipt for a store or restaurant in that area that is $20 or more, which is a change. In the past, it had been $10. In the past, it was a $10 minimum requirement to get that ticket forgiven. Now it's $20. But I think, you know, I don't think that's the city looking at that and saying, we've got to extend this amount because we're forgiving too many tickets or anything like that. I think it was just a matter of people are spending more anyway. And also, I'm sure there's a few people who took advantage of that, you know, that $10 minimum. Because when you think about it, that's, you know, if you went and had lunch and took up a meter because you were there longer than you wanted to be, and, you know, all you were doing was getting lunch. Well, I mean, come on. That's a little bit different than just somebody who was down there, you know, spending for the holidays. So I get changing that amount. And I'm sure the mayor will talk more about that tomorrow with Chris on South Coast Now, because this is a program that they've been doing for a number of years now. And honestly, I don't know if people even realize it. You know, I don't know if they realize when they go downtown. And because now you're using the, I haven't used the app during the free parking program that I can remember. So maybe the app alerts you that it's free. But I think a lot of people now, they don't carry coins with them. I know I don't. I used to have a bunch of coins in the car. But then, you know, I decided not to keep them in the car because I didn't want somebody breaking into my car just over a handful of quarters. So I keep them on my desk at home. And I'm like, okay, if I'm going somewhere, I'm going to need quarters. I'm going to bring those with me. And I never remember to bring them. So if I'm going to use a meter, I'm using the app. And it's so convenient. It's so easy. It's great because if you're in a meeting somewhere or you're having a meal somewhere and your meter is running out, you don't have to get up and go feed the meter again. You can just open up the app and add more time. And so it's hugely helpful. And I've used those meters now, like when I go to Boston. So when I go to, say, Boston Calling and I'm taking the train all the way from Quincy Adams to Harvard, and I'm trying to get home and I realize, well, I'm running behind. And do I take the chance? You know, I'm going to get there 20 minutes after midnight. Do I take the chance that nobody came and ticketed my car? Or do I just go and pay the extra, you know, $9 and just cover myself? And generally, you know, I've tried it both ways. I've taken the chance and come back to not find a ticket. But eventually, it'll be automatic. Eventually, there won't be somebody that has to go around and take the ticket. There'll be some sort of scanner that gets you as you go out the door and says, oh, you were supposed to leave at 12. So, you know, it's just a good practice to just go on there and pay it. So I like the apps. I like being able to pay that way. But then I also have a whole stack of quarters. So what am I saving it for? Although, I will say, the boba tea place next to WBSM and Fun 107 Studios just got in some video games. Looks like they have a Cruisin' USA game. It looks like they have a Mortal Kombat game. Looks like they have a couple of other things in there. So maybe my quarters might go to good use after all. Although, you know how video games are now. It's like a dollar to play. 508-996-0500. App chat on the WBSM app. We also had some stories yesterday of, you know, we're continuing this effort that we call Feed It Forward. And this is just us sharing stories about people who are trying to help keep other people fed. Now, Massachusetts is defying the Supreme Court order to not pay out the federal funding, not pay out the SNAP funding, rather, because they already paid it, started paying it before that ruling came down. So you've got the, I think it was 56% was the number that Councilor Berger told me, because he works for DTA. So I think it was like 56% of the recipients got it right away on Saturday morning, and they were still in the process of paying the other ones out. But that doesn't mean people still aren't hurting. So we have a number of folks who are just, you know, whether it's organizations like the United Way of Greater New Bedford, who will be joining us tomorrow morning to talk about Hunger Heroes coming up this Saturday, or whether it is individuals who are just saying, you know what, I'm baking a bunch of sourdough bread and people can come and take it and just pay what they can pay. We're seeing a lot of these efforts. So we've compiled them all together on our website under the Feed It Forward tab at the top of the page. So if you click on that, you'll find those stories and there's resources there to help you. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning. Years ago, downtown on the parking meters, they would put a cover over it so you know you couldn't use it at all. It was free. So, but I don't know if they're still doing that anymore. But all the meters were covered. So once they were covered, you know you could park there and you didn't have to pay anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they are still doing that. I don't know. I I'm sure I've seen it, and I just can't think of it.
Yeah. Okay. You have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
And, sorry. And, yes, I forgot about the covers they put over those. I was thinking about, you know, when they cover them when you can't park there. But when you're, like, the thing that messed me up the most when it comes, you know, because I'm used to seeing those bags over the meters when you can't park there. So I don't think of that as being a free meter. I think of that as being a don't park here sign. But nothing messed me up more than when they started adding those plastic gloves to the gas pumps. Because I'd pull up and see, like, the plastic glove, and I'd be like, well, can't use that one. It's not working. That one's closed. And then it took me a little while to realize, like, oh, wait, those are gloves. Those aren't, like, you know, the bags they put over the pump. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll get a break in. We'll get the news from Mike Roberts, and then more with you on the other side. 508-996-0500, as we are broadcasting live this morning from Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, and we hope that you'll come on by and have some breakfast or at least have a coffee for a veteran with us. The money spent on coffees today goes to help disabled veterans, so come on by and join us. The doors are going to open up at 7 a.m. at Just Another Phoenix here in Dartmouth. We will be right back.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 a.m. and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Millions of Americans waking up to a cold snap this morning. A lawsuit in New York City over carriage horses and flight delays up again yesterday.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
An Arctic blast is hitting millions of people from the Midwest all the way to Florida and several states in between, including Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, North Carolina, even up to New York and Massachusetts, seeing low temperatures 10 to 25 degrees below normal. It will be a dramatic change for Miami residents who could see temperatures plunge into the 30s and 40s just after reaching 84 there on Sunday. Delays and cancellations at airports are rising across the U.S. The number of flights have been cut by the FAA since Friday due to shutdown-related staffing issues. Reductions are expected to increase to 10% today, up from 6%. Monday saw over 9,000 delays nationwide with 2,400 cancellations. Some of the most affected airports were Chicago, Atlanta, and New York. Southwest Airlines was hit especially hard with almost 40% of their flights delayed. Canada losing its measles elimination status, and America is now at risk.
The Pan American Health Organization took action against Canada Monday after the country failed to curb a measles outbreak for 12 consecutive months. PAHO is warning that the U.S. could follow in January if it doesn't stop its ongoing outbreak. America's measles problem began in Texas in January of this year, spreading to New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas, with current measles cases in Utah, Arizona, and South Carolina. The reappearance of measles is blamed on a decline vaccination rate. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
New York City's carriage horse owners and drivers are suing the group looking to ban the practice, accusing them of making up things to make the industry look bad. Here's Andrew Whitman.
The Transport Workers Union, representing the owners and drivers, filed suit Monday against NYCLAS, the leading group looking to ban carriage horses, claiming tortious interference. More specifically, they say NYCLAS is knowingly making false claims, including when it linked two horse deaths to abuse. The horses were later found to have died of natural causes. The suit seeks $1 million in damages.
A new study suggests coffee may help protect against the irregular heartbeat. More than 10 million Americans live with a heart disorder known as AFib, and that could lead to heart failure and blood clots. The research results of a 4-year clinical trial presented at the American Heart Association conference showed drinking just one cup of coffee per day appeared to have a protective effect on AFib recurrence. For a long time, doctors have tried to understand the impact coffee has on AFib. President Trump calling on air traffic controllers to return to work. In a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump criticized air traffic controllers who have chosen not to show up to work, during the government shutdown. He said anyone who doesn't return to work will be docked and have a negative mark against their record in his mind. Trump praised the air traffic controllers who have worked without pay during the shutdown, saying he would recommend $10,000 bonuses. He added anyone who wants to leave will be replaced by true patriots. A New Mexico man charged in a double homicide told deputies a cockroach told him to kill. The Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Alexis Hernandez was charged with two open counts of murder in connection with a Friday incident inside a Southwest Albuquerque home. The man allegedly said he received an encrypted message from a cockroach that he needed to kill. Hernandez then said he did what he had to do. Turkeys are going to be more expensive this year due to the outbreak of the bird flu, but there is an alternative.
Instead of using a knife and fork, how about a spoon for Thanksgiving? Baskin-Robbins is again offering its turkey ice cream cake, as they've done since the 70s. This year's cake can be made to order and will set you back about $45. It features sugar cone legs, so no drumstick, but enough ice cream to feed about 15 people. They say it's perfect for the 97% of Americans who like ice cream, and the other 3% can eat pie. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bruins host the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight at 7 o'clock. Celtics are in Philadelphia with the 76ers at 8.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Some isolated areas of patchy black ice early in the morning. Otherwise, morning sunshine giving way to afternoon clouds. Very windy and sharply colder. High temperature only around 40. Wind chills in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Slight chance of a passing sprinkle or flurry, but mainly dry. Mostly clear, dry tonight. Overnight low temperatures dropping to the upper 20s to low 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, chilly on Wednesday. Highs upper 40s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And welcome back. We are broadcasting live this morning from Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. Come on by and join us. They're going to open up in about 20 minutes. They'll open the doors at 7 a.m. You can come on and join us for breakfast. It's located on Fawns Corner Road, just a little bit past the sheriff's office. If you're heading north on Fawns Corner Road, a little bit past the sheriff's office, you'll see the sign and you can tune in. And even if you can't come and join us because you've got a busy morning, well, they have a drive-thru. So you can stop by the drive-thru and get breakfast, but come on by and get your coffee because they are running a promotion where all the coffee that they sell today, the money raised from that is going to benefit disabled soldiers. And you can actually go to the Just Another Phoenix Facebook page and make a direct donation if you'd like to. So just scroll down a couple of posts and you'll see the link there to make a direct donation if that's easier for you, if you can't make it down here this morning, but hopefully you can. Hopefully you can have a cup of coffee with us, you can have some breakfast with us, and you can join us here on the microphone. I've got an extra microphone if you want to come in and get involved in the conversation. And, well, what are their specials this week? Well, I'm glad you asked. They have the All-American Breakfast Burger. They have the Monte Cristo. They have red, white, and blue pancakes. And then peach cobbler French toast. And if you want to come by a little bit later on for lunch, I'm only going to be here till 9, but if you want to come for lunch later on, they have the Rodeo Burger this week. So they have different specials each week that they post up on their Facebook page, so you can always check that out. Follow them on Facebook, Just Another Phoenix. It's J.A. Phoenix 21 is the page name, but you can find them. Just search Just Another Phoenix and you'll find it. And if you are upgrading your home's energy efficiency, you know it can be overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. I got an app chat message, by the way. You can call in 508-996-0500. even though I'm on the road, I can still take your phone calls. Unlike yesterday, the phones are working now. Everything's working. I got an app chat message from LG in New Bedford who says, I sincerely hope that folks that tuned into the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally get your reference to enjoy every sandwich. Yes, my sign-off that I use every morning made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony because the person that I borrowed that from, Warren Zevon, was one of the inductees. And Warren Zevon, just an amazing musician and just a brilliant guy, funny guy. You know, he had his struggles, and he ended up dying of cancer. And when he was dying of cancer, he went on Late Night with David Letterman because he's David Letterman's favorite all-time performer. He was a very frequent guest on the program. He was the fill-in band leader. Whenever Paul Schaefer couldn't do the show, they would have Warren Zevon come in and lead the band. So, and just a brilliant musician. His songs are so sarcastic and funny, and I can't even come up with enough adjectives. I'm sure he could, but I can't come up with enough adjectives to describe them. And so if you've never listened to his stuff, or if all you know him for is maybe Werewolves of London, Lawyers, Guns, and Money to some degree is kind of, you know, both of those songs are kind of what his style is, but, you know, some of them are just even beyond that. And so when he was on his final appearance on Late Night with David Letterman, they dedicated the entire show to him because he was dying of cancer and he didn't have that long to live. And so he went on and aside from playing songs, Dave interviewed him on the panel there. And he said, well, now that you're basically staring down death, do you have any advice for anybody? And Warren Zevon said, yeah, enjoy every sandwich. And that to me was such basic advice, such basic kind of, but basically what he's saying is, you know, the little things matter just as much as the big moments you're going to remember. And so savor every minute of those because, you know, he wasn't going to have many more of those. And so that's why I've always used that as my sign off, because I think that is some of the best advice you can give a person, you know, enjoy every sandwich. Because if you can enjoy every sandwich, then you can also enjoy the bigger moments too. It means that you're dialed in and tuned in to life. All right, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments as we're broadcasting live from Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth.
You're listening to the Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
And welcome back. We are broadcasting live this morning from Just Another Phoenix in North Dartmouth, and you can come on by. They're going to be opening up in 12 minutes, and that means you can come on down, have some breakfast with us, have some coffee. Every coffee that is sold today, the money raised goes to help disabled soldiers. So even if you disabled veterans, so even if you can't come down and buy a coffee, even if you can't come down and have breakfast with us, if you go to the Just Another Phoenix Facebook page, they have an option there for you to donate online. So you could put in any amount of money that you want. But come on by. The coffee's hot. It's delicious. It's good. And I've got an open microphone over here. So rather than calling in, which you can do at 508-996-0500, or you can send in an app chat message on the WBSM app, but you could also come here and join me on the open microphone. And all the times that we have, you know, had our discussions over the phone, now's our chance to do it face-to-face. And that's what's great about coming out on the road and doing these shows, is you get a chance to actually meet the people. And you know what people come up to me and say? They say, oh, I listen every day, but I never call in. Well, now you don't even have to call in. You can just jump on the microphone with us down here. And, of course, they've got some great breakfast specials happening as well. So we're going to be trying some of that later on as well. And so this I can't forget the Gen X Files. That's coming up in the next hour. The Gen X Files, which is brought to you every day by Just Another Phoenix. And we've got a good one for you today. There's some pretty interesting, not only music news, but some other kind of television stuff and other pop culture things. So that's what we do here on the show. We talk about food, we talk about pop culture, and then occasionally we mix in some news stories and politics and other stuff like that. And we were talking earlier about the free parking program. The holiday parking program in New Bedford, it is launched early, kind of a month early, because normally you have to wait until the end of November. You have to wait until the beginning of December, but it's already launched now. So if you want to go downtown, if you want to go to some of the stores and restaurants on Acushnet Avenue in the North End, the free parking program is in place. The ticket forgiveness is in place. But I did think it was interesting that the threshold of what you have to spend money on to get that ticket forgiven has changed. It used to be $10. Now it's $20. So I'm sure the mayor can explain that more when he's on with Chris, but my guess would be that they've, you know, found that when they made it only $10, they were getting a lot of people that might have just been doing their regular everyday-to-day business downtown, and it wasn't really people taking advantage of this to help with holiday shopping and the like, and getting out there and having a meal while you're out there doing that holiday shopping. Also, what did you think of our discussion yesterday with the city council president? I think there was some very interesting back and forth there. I asked him if he is running for mayor, if he plans on running for mayor, if he's considering that. You know, he said before he was just concentrating on getting reelected to the city council. Now that that's happened, I asked Council President Burgo, well, are you looking at running for mayor now? And he said, no, he doesn't have any plans of doing that as of right now. So whether or not you want to believe that is a different story. And we got into a couple of little different things, different discussions. But I think a key one there was the talk we had about the police chief now being sent to the city council for confirmation. This allows them to not have to go through the court process. You know, basically the council was saying the mayor should be sending him to us for confirmation. The mayor was saying, I don't have to. So the council president and the council attorney said, well, we should be looking for a legal opinion on this. And the council got behind it. And now it is in the hands of the courts, technically. But so now that they are sending the chief down, you know what? I should have asked the council president. I didn't think to ask. Are you going to withdraw that now that this is happening? And my guess would be that he's not, that they still want to have this, you know, kind of codified or at least decided so that they know in the future what is actually, by the book. And I hope that they can kind of get that finalized for all positions, because while this controversy was going on, you heard the council president mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and then again yesterday, the mayor was putting somebody onto the election commission on an emergency basis because they needed to have somebody on there before the election, and the council did not have that person come to them for approval. So I think it's pretty interesting, that back and forth and that dynamic. And you might be saying to yourself as a regular citizen, well, why should I care? Well, this is checks and balances. This is oversight. This is making sure that no one branch has more power than they should. So you should want that to happen. You should want there to be that balance. And it's not quite a balance anyway in New Bedford, because as we say all the time, it's a strong mayor and weak council government. Not that they're weak people, but that's the format. And so with that in mind, you know, you want to make sure that whatever powers, oversight, whatever the council does have working in its favor, you don't want to cede any of that. And it's not just a Mayor Mitchell thing, it's to any mayor. So I think that it's worth getting that decision either way. But if it's going to cost a lot of money to do that, well, I mean, is it money well spent? What's your thoughts? 508-996-0500. I've got another break. I've got to get in here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. All right. We are going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you at 508-996-0500 or in